I will share some thoughts and feelings, and maybe they will come together to something. Maybe they will just stay present. The night here, I stayed in the small studio and, here in Freiburg, and I went for a walk. And I had to do my washing because I didn't do it before. So I found this washing place in Freiburg called Waschen Alp, and it has like paintings on the walls, and I did my washing, and on the way back I walked, it was very warm outside, and I walked along the beautiful small river that is there, and it was totally dark, and I could sense a little bit that people are existing between the trees, but I cannot see them. It was a little bit like walking in the unconscious of the city. And then I saw something very big. It was really strange, and it was a man carrying a bicycle loaded maybe with 200 bottles of beer that he collects during the river, and he put them in bags that he connect to his bike, and very, very heavy. And he saw five more bottles, and he asked me to help him to put the bottles in the bags, because if he just leave the bike, everything will collapse. So with a small flashlight, I went and I find these bottles, and I put him. And then I saw him. He was not speaking English, but he was not wearing a shirt. He just had a chain with a cross, and he was sweating a lot with a lot of smell of the beer. And when I arrived here, it was very difficult I questioned myself, what is actually real? Like, what we are doing here? And it was very hard to sit in this table, and I felt like I'm talking nothing about nothing, and like doing nothing about nothing. And really, somehow, like the frame also of this teacher meeting, and so actually I reject the idea of teachers in general. I think that it's not necessarily wrong. And maybe something that we are used to the idea that there is a profession, there is something we're interested in, and we communicate in some one way around these things, but the other things, such as anger, fear, sadness, we communicate in our home, and maybe really I want to flip it over, and to not have professions, not have this kind of colleagues gathering, but just gatherings of humans. I have a dream that when I thought at the beginning that I have a dream that there will be no flyers of any events in the entrance of the festival. Nobody will do publicity to anything. We will just be here and now. But actually, I have a better dream. So there will be lots of flyers, and in all of them, instead of saying these teachers are teaching here and there, it will be said, there's lots of participants, but we're looking for teachers and we cannot find. Maybe you want to be a teacher. So people go, no, but I want to really live in a community that nobody wants to be a teacher, everybody wants to be a participant. And inside the festival, I felt like always, I'm coming to the same point, is that in everywhere there is a center and a periphery. And inside the festival, I find a lot of friends in the periphery, along the helpers. I saw these two Albanian people that working here in the mornings and having a cigarette every morning. And actually, it doesn't matter which place it is, it always be a center and a periphery. And I feel like in the periphery I can exist. And always the first jam and the last jam of the festival, which I like, because maybe it's like the periphery of the festival, between being here and being in the other world, and there I can sense, then I can sense some kind of truth that I look.